wonder, Anne saying there that actually she found the show sort of fascinating, but I wonder, you know, naked shows like that, Love Island, sex on TV, swearing, pregnancy, all these things going on our telly in the corner of our room. Have we become sanitised to it? Have we just become accepting of it?
I hope not. And obviously the angle I come at this from is what effect it has on the children.
Yeah.
And I think having those things as normal is dangerous, but I think banning them is equally dangerous because you need to have the opportunity to talk through to your children about things that are going on in the world around them. And I think, whilst I don't encourage parents to let their kids watch a lot of the stuff on television, I think when children are ready to explore issues around, I don't know, superficial beauty or sexuality or any of that sort of stuff, having a TV programme that's addressing that issue, ideally quite responsibly, gives the children that kind of prop to open up a dialogue with the parents, or the parents to open up a dialogue with the child. So that's the key thing, is being able to talk to your children about it, and it not just being something that they get from the screen and then they don't know how to deal with, or they don't know what to make of it.
Is that TV's job, though? Is that what TV's for? Because, you know, for me, it's entertainment in the corner of the room. It's my job as a parent to talk to my children about things like that. The amount of times I watch stuff on TV these days, even stuff that's allowed for my 12-year-old, I think, oh, my word, here we go. Oh, what? Where's that going? Oh, my word. You know, and I'm careful what I let my 12-year-old watch.
Yeah, and so am I. I have a 12-year-old too, and I'm not a big fan of even watching the soaps. But I think what I want them to do is learn that sort of media savvy stuff for themselves. So I don't ban anything, but I think what's important is that you know what your children are watching and that you are able to talk to them about it. And I think it would be great if the quality of TV programmes was raised and we had a little bit more sort of substance and a little bit less sort of frivolity. But you're right, it's an entertainment vehicle. And if people want to watch Love Island or anything, you know, those kind of just purely sort of pure entertainment programmes, then that's their right to choose to do that.
But I wonder whether it's having an effect on our children. I wonder whether, you know, that's all part of where this sort of, you know, acceptable language, we talked about swearing last week, where that's become acceptable for large swathes of the population. You know, that's, you know, one thing that's broken down. Is TV got a part to play in that? Because it's normal, isn't it, a lot of this on TV now for our children?
And that, again, comes down to parenting. And if you've got, if you're letting your children sit in front of the television and get their role models off the television without talking to them or without providing them with real life people to copy and to learn from, then yes, TV is responsible. But I don't like the idea of blaming TV. I think it's important that teachers and parents and the wider community make sure that children understand what's going on the television in the context of real life.
But Mary Whitehouse, she's been proven right, hasn't she? I mean, the 9 p.m. watershed is a joke, isn't it?
It does seem to have got a lot looser, but and it's, you know, the swearing and everything, fine, they stick to that. But the content and the topics that are dealt with before the watershed are very adult. And I think for very young children, most of it just goes over their head. But there's a kind of critical age between about sort of 6 and 10 where they are starting to wake up to some of the issues that are around there, and that's when parents need to be really careful about what their children are watching and how they're watching it, and making sure you're available to talk to your children about issues that they see on the television.
Just another thing to worry about, the box in the corner as well. Amanda, thank you. Dr. Amanda Gummer from fundamentallychildren.com. You heard from...